feeling at home, if possible. And a sense of welcome. For yourself and within yourself, for your experience. You are welcome. As you are. Including a state of unwelcome, feeling closed, feeling not right. Welcome. Welcome to all that stuff, all that's inside you. It's nothing new. It's not the first time someone has been there. And it's not too late. All of it welcome, every single bit. No big deal. And also welcoming, as if we could open the skin cells to the world. The way the earth welcomes the rain today. Feeling the space of the body and maybe the space around the body. Receiving body and world. As one thing. the body breathing itself, the mind flowing by itself. What else is here? Just this warm breathing creature of the body. And this wide-reaching, strange mind. Just getting a sense of yourself, of ourselves, just as we can hear sounds that are near and far, behind and in front. Getting a sense of yourself as maybe a space where body happens, but maybe there's less limiting boundaries at the skin. Just as with our eyes open, we can sometimes see far, can see stars. And with the mind, we could even go farther, perhaps. Just allowing a sense of yourself that's that big. That includes this warm creature body breathing, pulling the atmosphere into itself, and giving itself to the atmosphere. And the more familiar areas of the mind that we tend to stay. Just a wider sense where those things are happening. And that's not all. As if what we really are is as limitless as the night sky. With the cool and then warm breath moving by itself. And the sense of appreciation for this strange life, as if we would look down on ourselves from the top of the room or the sky, and feeling the good intentions, the trying our best. The warm magic. The struggle. And in that more spacious sense of ourselves, of yourself, intimately knowing the breath, the gentle waterfall of the out-breath, the pooling and rising up of the in-breath. And what it's like to receive and to give away. How this receiving and giving away happens by itself within that space, like the night sky. Happens by itself. And rather than trying to do it or get more involved in it, really being intimately close where appreciation comes about. For the tenderness of that giving away and receiving of breath. feeling that completeness, how the breath actually comes in and becomes body. And how the body actually comes apart and goes out in the out-breath. At any point in this guided meditation, as always, if you get into your own flow, please stay with that. Stay with your own instructions. But if you will, from here, feeling now the space and the waterfall of the out-breath, giving itself away. And the pooling and rising, receiving the in-breath, coming inside. Not intervening, not getting involved, but that close, that one with the experience. As it happens. That there's no more room for the word breath. Giving up making it happen and falling into the rhythm and the closeness. The spaciousness of how it happens by itself. There doesn't need to be somebody home making it happen. And in that closeness, becoming aware of what you would wish for your life, if you dared. What is the one thing? Or the two or three qualities that everything you do points to, tries to get to. And just for now, getting directly in touch with the quality. through a memory if that's helpful, or a word if that's helpful. So that it's vivid, not abstract. So that you can taste it and feel it. So maybe a memory of a time that you felt that freedom. Or loved, or at home, or light, or whatever. And let that memory unfold and come alive again in the bloodstream. Relaxed within the wide space of the night sky. Simply in touch with what's important, what's precious in life. What is our secret love? And what is your way to connect with that, that it may flow through all the cells of the body? No matter what you may think you would have to do to earn that, no matter what you think is in the way or how you can't. Or how you already did that. Or how you would fall apart if. So what? Fall apart, so what? Already did it, so what? Ease and freedom, or whatever your love, the texture of it, the taste, the song. Filling in it, bathing in it, rolling in it, humming with it. And fine-tuning words or images that may come so that it resonates for you. May I live in ease and in freedom. Maybe connecting to the texture kind of vividly or firmly with the in-breath is one possibility. And with the out-breath, filling your being with that quality or those qualities of what matters most. Sometimes there's a fight in ourselves against what we love and want most. And so if it's hard to be receptive, as I mentioned yesterday, you could imagine yourself as a child or someone that loves and respects you and meets you, imagining that person here, streaming that texture, silkiness, groundedness, or whatever. Freshness towards, around, and through you without forcing. And gradually we could feel as if, again, opening the pores and cells of the skin so that we could fill and overflow with that silkiness, buoyancy, groundedness, embrace, cool, warm, whatever it is for you. May I live in ease and in freedom. Joyful and fulfilled. Connecting to the texture on the in-breath if you wish, and then filling and overflowing with the out-breath if you wish. Gradually filling the room May there be ease and freedom. In everyone in this hall. Expanding further if you wish, whenever you wish, as if the walls and floor and roof of the building would also open like the skin, filling and overflowing the body, the room. And the ground and space around. And so that our kind of system, body and mind get familiar with this possibility of being happy or released. And allowing the nature of that we love most to expand. To share and offer itself wildly and widely. To the other people here, maybe other creatures, feeling free to include plants or even rocks and water. Expanding to include the village, if you wish, the roads, the fields. People working and driving. Resting. Happy or unhappy. Kind or unkind. Not by deserving it. Not needing to do anything to deserve it. Just letting this quality offer itself, filling and overflowing. Just as the rain falls everywhere and then trickles in even more. May there be ease and freedom. Joy and fulfillment. Welcome. expanding as widely as you wish, what feels towards limitless. Whether it's just widely across these fields and hills, down into these underground caves, treetops, clouds, or whether it's this planet Earth. May all beings be at ease and live in freedom. And just a pause, resting with the warm creature breath and the space in which the body and mind are going on. As if we could kind of rest back into the night sky, nature. Feeling our feet for a little while. And just being open to feel for a moment, maybe today or in the last day or two, that you felt uncomfortable. Something unpleasant, not too strong, but something that you can feel easily. Frustration, insecurity, shame, impatience, irritation, anxiety. Hatred. Unwelcome. Sadness, loneliness, judgment, blame, fear. Just unsettled. Lack. So something specific and vivid, but not overwhelming. And starting to get in touch with how that felt in the body, or how it feels in the body if it's now. And we can already notice how often, when there's something difficult, like insecurity or rage, whatever, how we're mostly not in the body. in touch. So starting to be in touch with how does insecurity or shame feel in the body? How did it feel? How does pressure feel? Or whatever your specific bump in the road, your specific difficulty. Knowing it as a human situation that everyone in the room has felt at some time. Nothing special, nothing secret. Ah, so that's what I call insecurity or blame or whatever. And then noticing that our usual mode would be to try to fix it or get away from it, to turn our back. So we actually turn towards and welcome it. So another step towards closeness with that energy and that experience. Feeling the feet can sometimes help to stay grounded. We're not trying to get this emotion to take over. We're just coming closer, walking through the membrane of resistance. Just to allow that not good enough feeling just to be. So we're saying, yes, you are. We're not saying, yes, you are correct. And resting back into the night sky feeling. The wideness and mysteriousness of our life and mind. And body. We can connect now again to the texture of what we love. Filling and overflowing with the out-breath. And with the in-breath, connecting again to the texture of the difficult. And breathing it in welcome. No answer, no fight, no fix. Just as it is. And again, breathing out, connecting to the texture, the silkiness or rootedness, the warmth or coolness, the freshness, the goodness. And starting to feel your way towards a rhythm. Sometimes you might need some time to get into a rhythm. You might need more than one breath to connect to each texture at first. So we can have two breaths and call that in-breath time, connecting with the texture of difficult. Allowing it finally to be without a fight, without the wrongness present, just the taste of it. And then a couple of breaths to tune back into the taste and texture of what you love most. Filling and overflowing with the out-breath. And then we can make this be an open secret. These most intimate experiences we can realize are public, that human beings all experience this, all of it. And so it's kind of a why not opening again the doors, the windows, the pores, the skin. Wherever someone may be experiencing that insecurity or blame or arrogance, irritation, shakiness or whatever, self-hatred and so on. Wherever it may be, let the in-breath welcome that into the heart of this spacious life. Just being in touch with and tasting that energy as it is, simply. Breathing out, connecting again to what's important, what you love, what makes life worth living. Filling and overflowing to yourself and to anyone who may be in that difficulty. Shared difficulty. Shared love of aliveness in its sweetness, fluidity, power, lightness, juiciness, joy. Not alone in even our most private experiences. So even in the company of the heat of rage or the heaviness of sadness, the claustrophobia of shame or whatever, even in the presence of that difficult texture, the love of the wish for may there be ease and freedom, unblocked by blockages. Unblocked by the difficult. Unstoppable. Even in the company of small mind, big mind. So what seems to be difficult, what seems to be wrong with you is not a mark against you. It's just uncomfortable. And doesn't block freedom and the love of aliveness. The in-breath, here is the texture of insecurity, hatred, impatience, whatever. Here it is. It's not mine. And with the out-breath, here it is. The texture of what makes life precious. Also not mine. Staying with your flow in intimacy with yourself, if you wish, feeling free to explore this technique on your own, in your own ways and time. Or in the last minute or so of the meditation, just coming to ease, easy breath, easy body. Easy mind not involved in technique. And not pushing away the experience that flows on from the practice that came before. May all beings allow the spring of happiness to bubble up for no reason and stream through our lives in every detail. May we be in touch with the aliveness even in the difficult. Trusting an intelligence within that to unfold by itself. May there be ease and freedom in all lives. Everywhere.